And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Are you buying a job? Make sure you want to get into business for yourself. Stay at home or otherwise. That you're not buying a job. Right now, there are a lot of business opportunities that require you to make some type of financial investment up front, okay? No biggie. But make sure that you do your research so you're not about to buy a job, okay? We all want to make more money. We all want to have better opportunities. We want to have more freedoms in our lives. Yes. But I want to make sure you're not buying a job when you're doing this. Does that make sense? Yes, it does. Okay, great. Cue the music. I'm out of here. No. Okay, so what do I mean by that? What do I mean by buying a job? B-U-Y-I-N-G, buying a job. Well, what do I mean by that? Buying a job is where you put a lot of money up front on a potential business opportunity, either that someone approached you with or you researched and want to do it, right? You put some money up front for a business opportunity only to find the promises made were just a little bit exaggerated, just a wee bit. I'm not laughing at you if you're one of these. Obviously, I have done this myself. That's why I'm doing this. Okay. So you invest a lot of money up front and then you find out, it's a little exaggerated on what I'm going to make here. Then you find yourself out substantial amount of money, only to find out that you're making less money than you would in your normal job. This is a great stay-at-home opportunity. Yeah. I'm making less than my regular job. Yeah, I hate that, but I like to eat, you know, kind of thing. In other words, what is that? You just bought yourself a job, is what you did. You bought a job. Now you're out all this money, and now you have this terrific opportunity, and it's what? You bought a job, basically. You bought a job. I had a friend of mine that wanted to start a bakery business, and I said, okay, all right. Have you ever been in a bakery? Well, I did once, and I really liked it. Okay, great. All right. So where are you going to put this bakery? Well, I was thinking downtown. You know, there's no bakeries there. There's nobody doing bagels. There's nobody blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. You know you have to be there like 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, someone does. And probably when you first start, you're going to have to be there. I'm telling this guy. Okay. Make a long story short. $100,000 worth of equipment later, $1,200 or $1,500 a month lease, and he's losing money. I'm losing money. All right, day after day, month after month, lose, with the hope and prayer that he breaks out and makes money, right? Yeah, right. Okay, so he does. So after the first year, he breaks out. I said, man, You're hanging in there, man. You're hanging in there. Yeah. He goes, I'm not making much money. I said, well, what are you talking about? You know? And he goes, I do about 15, you know, 25, yeah, depends. $2,000 a month. I said, $2,000 a month is what you take? That's it? After getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and all the trouble and all the hassle and the employees that won't stay and the lease agreements and the amount of equipment you purchased and all of this stuff, $2,000 a month? Well, after all my expenses and everything, I'm hoping it'll be like $2,500 soon. He said, well, hang in there, man. Maybe you can have a couple more locations. Here's the truth about those things. You can't make it with one location, with those types of businesses. You got to have multiple locations. It's how you make money. You can't do it on one. You're basically buying a job. I put everything I had in this, every penny of retirement. And now you're working for peanuts, and now you got the issues and problems. So why am I telling this? By saying this, to for you to not go into business for yourself? No, just the opposite. Just the opposite. I would love for you to start your own business tomorrow. But just make sure you're not buying a job. And the example I gave you is when somebody goes into business, has all these expenses, has all of this overhead, and you're basically taking home less than what you were making as a for working for the man. You know? So just make sure it's fine to invest, okay? Absolutely. In a new business opportunity. Don't get me wrong. Just make sure you do your research and due diligence about the new opportunity. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be out $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 to find out that you can make in this business opportunity at best $35,000 a year. Okay? You get it? You get it? I had the same thing. I had a friend of mine. Now, this goes back a ways. He got in the beauty supply business. Oh, I'm going to make a killing. Okay, great. How much are combs and stuff? Well, there it depends. You know, we'll sell them for $1, loss leader, you know, and things like that. Okay, it's a lot of combs you got to sell. All right, well, great, cool. Shampoo, $7, $8, cost you $3, make $4, cool. All right, so you stock this place up, get this beauty supply business going. Yeah, so I checked in with him after a while. How are things going? I don't know, man. I'm writing a lot of checks. That's all I could tell you. I've got employees that won't stay more than 2 weeks. I'm constantly interviewing employees. I've got a lot of overhead and the taxes and my sales taxes and everything. I'm going to open another location because I'm not pulling any money out of this. I think I need to do multiple locations. So I got this whole territory. I bought this whole territory from this franchisor, and I'm the franchisee for this territory. I'm going to have a bunch of, I'm going to have tons of these. It'll be like McDonald's. I'll have these all over the place. Awesome. I'm behind you. 3,000%, my man. Okay. So for a year or so goes by, he's got this higher lease, he's got high taxes, he's got employees that don't stay because it's that kind of a business, minimum wage, he's out $150,000 worth of product, and he's, you know, twiddling his thumbs, waiting for people to come and buy combs and shampoo and hair dryers, and he's not making any money. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. This is what I mean. Make sure you're not buying a job for your business opportunity. And that goes for these work-at-home opportunities or marketing level, whatever they're called, multi-level marketing things. All right, you're out all this money and you're not making any money. Do your research. Do your due diligence about it for any new business opportunity. Don't fall for these business opportunities where you can work at home and not do anything and make thousands of dollars, if not millions, your first year. Give me a break. Give me a break. And I don't have to do anything? No. It's turnkey, man. Turnkey. $1,500, or excuse me, $997. And it's turnkey. You join, and you know, if you can't afford $997, we'll break it up into a zillion payments of $47. And you know, in your first year, you can make anywhere from zero to a couple million bucks. I don't know where you'll fall there because it depends on your experience level. It depends on your enthusiasm. It depends on your dedication. You got to be dedicated. But if you make below, you know, zero, that's not my fault. It's not my fault. It means you're not putting the work in. But we have a lot of people, and I can show you all these different people that made millions of dollars and did absolutely nothing. Okay. Give me a break, people. Don't fall for this stuff. There are legitimate opportunities where you can build a business to those dollars amount. It's multi six figures. Seven figures. Yes. But overnight or within the first year, I don't know. Not so much. Got to have some inside dope. Got to have some inside run. Hey, psst. I got this thing. It's called Facebook. So, okay. All right. You get in on that. Hey, psst. I got this thing. It's called Walmart. What? Wall what? What is it? It's going to be a store. Okay, you got to get out on things like this to make this, you know, ridiculous money. Otherwise, it's a gradual success. You know, make a little money, make a little more money. But you want to make sure that even if you're the most successful beauty supply place, and if you're the most most successful bagel place, hamburger place, that even in your best year, most successful business, you're making money. Not. $40,000 or something or whatever, less than what you were making in your when you were working for the man. Do you understand? Okay. Why am I telling you this? Because if you just bought a job, are you going to stay? Hello, answer that question. Are you going to stay? Are you going to slave away, hire employees, pay taxes, overhead, all this product, pay for high leases, and you're not making any money. You're making more. You're making less than you were slaving away. Where after the end of the day, you'd put it away, go home, have a drink, watch some TV. Now you're slaving away, worried about the business. How are you going to hire somebody? I'm going to have to work through the holidays. Nobody wants to work. You understand what I'm saying? Make sure you do your research and you have a business that, yeah, is like that, but there's a reward, a big reward. Hello, I'm making $100,000 a month kind of thing. You follow what I'm saying? So don't buy a job is my point. That's the purpose of this tip tonight, okay? Don't fall for these. You can make $1 million without doing anything. Give me a break. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. You can do that, but it won't be overnight. Or within the first year, not so much, okay? Yeah, it's going to take you some time to build it up. That's what you want. You want to interview or you want to meet with somebody who says, I got this tremendous opportunity, but guess what? It's not a get rich quick. You're going to have to work your butt off. But if you work your butt off, your first year, you make 60. Your next year, you probably make 150. The third year, you make, I don't know, depending on how much you spend, how much you reinvest in the business, it could be make 450, maybe $600,000. And the third, by the 10th year, maybe you're pulling in seven figures. That's right. I can have you talk to Charlie, Sally, Debbie, and June, and she could tell you exactly how they did it. Exactly. And here's their number. Call them and get back to me. Let me know if you want to invest in this. That's what you want to hear. That this is not a get quit rich quick. If you're sick of working for companies and want to go into business for yourself, I highly encourage it. I mean, that would be a big hypocrite, right? I started my own business, $500. First year I made first year. I'm not even going to say it. But first month, okay, I made... And the next month, and whatever, and the year, right? All right, so I highly encourage you. I'd be very hypocritical if I told you to don't do that. But make sure when you're looking into different business opportunities that they're legit. Find a business opportunity that you can be proud of, and through time and hard work, you can grow into a very successful enterprise. You follow what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Okay. All right. Because if you don't do that, what? What are you doing? If you don't do what I just said, you're buying a job. You're buying a job. And how successful is this business going to be if you're buying a job? How successful? It won't be. You're going to drop kick it after the third year or so, or second year. You're going to drop kick it because you don't want to work somewhere where you're not making any money. You follow what I'm saying? Does this make sense? Am I making sense to you guys? All right. So don't buy a job. You know, if you find a business opportunity you can be proud of. Okay. In other words, people say, well, what are you doing? I heard you got some kind of internet thing. Whatever. You don't want to even say you're embarrassed, right? You want something that you're going to be proud of. Something that through time and hard work, you can grow into a very successful enterprise, right? Otherwise, you'd just be buying a job with a lot of additional headaches. I hope this helps all of you out there with this career issue. For more career tips, go to AskMikePalumbo.com.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.